Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
My next guest will be joining us shortly, and we're going to be telling the truth about lies. She has done some extensive research on what she calls a soft addiction, and that is the addiction of lying. Did you realize that the average person encounters 200 lies a day? Think about that. Things like, oh, I'm late because I was caught in traffic, the check's in the mail, gee, I'm almost finished with that project, or I'll get back to you soon. All of those are those little white lies that we all perpetuate out there, and there are over 200 of them that we encounter in any given day. Dr. Judith Wright is an authority in the area of personal transformation, leadership, development, and personal goal fulfillment. She's a nationally known best-selling author of There Must Be More Than This, The One Decision, and The Soft Addiction Solution. Dr. Wright and her husband, Dr. Bob Wright, are co-founders of the Wright Leadership Institute, and they are located in Chicago, Illinois. So now joining us from Chicago, Dr. Judith Wright. Judith, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, terrific. Thank you so much for joining us on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Now, I have to ask you, you're back there in Chicago. We're here in Ventura, California. Do you know where Ventura, California is?
Are you northern L.A. area? Where are you?
Yeah, we're the north part of the L.A. County. We're just north of L.A. County by about 70 miles and 25 miles south of Santa Barbara.
I gotcha.
So
okay.
We're in here. We're the gateway to the central coast of California. At least that's what the tourist bureau tells me. So that's good. Thanks for being on the show. You are an authority on many things, but I brought you on the show. I wanted to talk about what you call a soft addiction. And why is lying so acceptable in today's society? I mean, aren't we told that little white lies don't really hurt anybody?
Yeah, we're told that, but it's not necessarily the truth. And lying is and has become a soft addiction. Let me describe what those are, and then we'll see how lying fits.
Soft
addictions are those kind of seemingly harmless habits, like, you know, telling a little white lie too frequently, getting on your email too much, gossiping, checking your Facebook page a lot of times, over-shopping, overeating. But these normal everyday things that we so often overdo, and we just treat it like it's normal. We don't really realize the cost these kind of reflexive habits have on us. They're digging time, they're muting our consciousness, they're in the way of our integrity, they cost money. They're much bigger issues than we want to admit. We kind of lie to ourselves even about the cost of these kind of habits. And lying is one of those reflexive habits. We have what we call stinking thinking, those excuses and rationalizations we have. We lie to ourselves, we lie to our loved ones, we lie to our bosses, and it's quite a big deal.
All right. Now, tell me about some of the costs that are associated with these soft addictions like lying. What are some things that you can tangibly put money to?
Well, a lot of times there's several things. One is people lie on their resumes. If they get caught, and that comes to light quite frequently, they can lose the job. Their reputation can be damaged. It's lying has a cost in our relationship. It gets in the way of our intimacy and feeling like we can trust one another and feeling like we understand and know one another. People lie on, 10 million people lie with their tax statements to the IRS. That can literally have financial consequences. So you really start to look. There are big costs of money, integrity, intimacy, and kind of that feeling like once you lie, you have to kind of cover up the lie. So it's a very disturbing thing for a human being to have to be sorting through all the time. Ooh, what did I say before? Why do I keep that lie intact? And it's a problematic.
Right. It absolutely is. We're talking to Dr. Judith Wright, everybody. She's the author of the book, The One Decision. We're talking about lying here in society and how prevalent it's become. So Give us some idea, Judith, of how we can start to turn things around. We know that lying is going on all the time. People are doing it around us. So how do we start to make a change in our lives?
Well, one is to really admit that lying is happening and that we are lying. We lie to ourselves. We lie to others. And I mean, the stats are amazing. We are lied to 200 times a day.
Wow.
That's like experience one untruth every 5 to 8 minutes. So part of it is realizing this is really prevalent. And chances are I'm lying. And I might call it a white lie or fudging or I didn't want to hurt their feelings or whatever. But the truth is that we're lying. So part of it is to admit it and to really understand it is an issue. And another is to recognize that it does have cost. We may be thinking that we're helping ourselves in the short run, but in the long run, there's a lot of damage that's done. And I think maybe the most important as we look at it is really, why am I lying? What am I hoping that lie would do for me? Do I want people to see me in a positive light? Do I want to be admired? Do I want to be loved? Do I want to be respected? What do I hope that lie would do? And there's data in that. If we know what we're hoping that lie is supposed to accomplish for us, there's other ways we can go about meeting that need in a much, much better way.
Gotcha. All right, we're talking to Dr. Judith Wright, everybody. She's the author of the book, The One Decision. So, Judith, let's turn our attention to your book, The One Decision. You say that you describe in the book, The One Decision, you can create a seismic shift in people's lives. So give us the secret sauce. What's the one decision that's going to create a seismic change in my life?
You know, it's a different decision for everyone, and I don't know exactly what yours will be, but what it is, it's a commitment to a quality of life. It's not necessarily what you do or your goal, but how do you go about it? What kind of person do you want to be? And typically there are things about truth or integrity. I want to be a man or woman of integrity. I live with an open heart. I'm conscious and awake and alive and present. There's those kinds of qualities that you value, that matter to you, and really committing to that. It doesn't mean to do it perfectly. It doesn't mean that you even know how to do it sometimes. But that you use that to keep orienting towards in every decision. It can guide how you speak to people, to what you wear, to what you eat for lunch, to how you go about a job search or how you spend your free time. That one decision can kind of permeate your life and become then a part of your character. It's probably the most important decision we could make, and most of us don't even know it's there to make.
All right. Now, let's relate that back to what you were saying earlier about lying. So
yeah.
Let's say you make this commitment to quality in your life. How does that relate back to telling little white lies?
Well, you know, for myself, I can give you my own example. I've committed, my one decision has to do with being conscious and present. I was sick of sleepwalking through my life and feeling kind of numb and checked out, and it was a really, like, I felt like I was wrapped in fog a lot of the time. So I changed that by committing to being present and conscious. And what I realized is that, oh my gosh, every time I wanted to say a little white lie or not tell the truth to my husband, I was no longer present. I was kind of shut down. I was nervous. I was anxious. That was creating a problem for me. And in my own relationship with my husband, I really wanted a deep and intimate relationship, and we committed to having no secrets between the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I really have to look at things. Like, I mean, simple things. Like, I really don't want to tell him how much those shoes really cost. I want to fudge it. I don't want him to find out. But I said, no, I really want to be present. I want to have intimacy in my life. I've committed to this, and so I'll fess up.
All right. Now, doesn't telling the truth, and let's use the shoe example because that's a good one, doesn't telling the truth in that situation actually lead to more friction?
Well, it can, but who says friction is always bad? I'm not saying that I like the friction, but yeah, he might be mad at me. I might have gone over budget. I might have just bought a pair of shoes not too long ago, and why do I need that or whatever. There might be more friction. There might be a fight. But then there's something that we can talk about and to really look at what's going on. Why is that a problem? And really, if you can learn the skills of resolving fights, we don't need to lie all the time.
Great.
For me, I would fess up to that. I would tell my husband that, you know, why I was doing that. I was feeling insecure. I thought a pair of shoes would fix it or whatever. And really what I need to do is find other ways to feel better about myself and more secure. And there's many other ways for me to do that, and he can actually help me with that. And then I found a way out of that rather than hiding behind that expensive pair of shoes.
There you go. We're talking to Dr. Judith Wright, everybody, author of the book, The One Decision. She and her husband, Dr. Bob Wright, are the co-founders of the Wright Leadership Institute in Chicago. Judith, we got a break for some commercials, do a little business here. When we come back, though, I want to learn more about the Wright Leadership Institute. So we'll talk about that when we return after this short break.
Hi, everybody. This is Coach Ron Tunick, sharing with you my thoughts about a very caring, family-owned business right here in Ventura called DMC Transmissions. Now, I don't know a thing about transmissions. You all know that. But DMC Transmissions knows everything about your transmission. Here's what they know. DMC Transmission knows how to create that very special experience that says we care, we listen, and we're going to get the job right the first time. DMC Transmissions, right there at the corner of Seward and Thompson. Give them a call, 652-2221, 652-2221. Seward and Thompson, say hi to Donnie for me at DMC Transmissions.
Business today, time is money. So when your office computers or servers go down, so does your income. Locally owned and operated IT The Works will respond quickly and professionally, getting you up and running and making money. IT The Works services include everything from scheduled maintenance to updates to virus removal, backup, and data recovery. There is nothing they can't or won't do to earn your business. If you are frustrated with your current computer services, or if your IT plan has you wondering what you're paying for, give IT The Works a call. They will accurately determine your needs and provide you an affordable service estimate. Making the decision to change is sometimes difficult and overwhelming. With IT The Works, Anthony will create a seamless transition with a personal touch, not often experienced in the IT world. Give Anthony Ellis a call at 479-1605 or visit IT The Works website at ittheworks.com. Once again, that number is 479-1605.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain right here on KKZZ, AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. My special guest is Dr. Judith Wright. She's the author of the book, The One Decision. And today's theme for the show is transforming. She's talking about the negative transformation powers of telling lies. Before we went away to break, Judith, I wanted to learn a little bit more about this institute that you and your husband started. It's called the Wright Institute, Leadership Institute in Chicago. So tell us, why did you start the institute, and its proper name is the Wright Institute for the Realization of Human Potential. Why did you start it, and why did you give it such a long name?
You know, it is really long, but I think it really says what we're about, both leadership and the realization of human potential, and they're actually the same. What we realize is that we really deeply care about really becoming the best people we can become and really helping other people to do that. And we've been able to train thousands and thousands of people in the skills of living a great, productive, satisfying, fulfilling life and their relationships and their businesses and their work life and their service and their sense of purpose. And there really are skills to be able to learn to do that. And that's what we do. We have a whole curriculum that helps people learn how to become the kind of person that they've always wanted to become and to be a greater influence in the world. So we do coaching, we do training, we do seminars, we do learning labs, all different areas of life. And it's just our life passion. It's really something that I found for myself and now thousands of people, and our faculty is great. And it's a real thrill to be able to keep learning and growing and becoming even more conscious and more productive and more effective and more fulfilled.
Wow. It sounds great, Judith. So what kind of people come to the Wright Institute for the Realization of Human Potential, and what sort of steps do you put them through?
The first thing people do is we have a training we call the More Life Training, and it's really introduction and the skills and experiential weekend of all the things that we do at the Institute. And we used to do that for $800, but now everyone listening can come do that training as our guest, complimentary, as just for free. You just have to get to Chicago and really experience these skills of living a great life. And then from there, they can choose to do some of our transformational programs should they choose to. We have a year-long program that teaches the basic skills of living a great life. We also have a graduate institute now, so people can do this and get a master's degree or a doctorate in learning these skills of a great life and the academic underpinnings of it.
Well, hold on, Judith. I'm going to hit the pause button here for just a second and rewind the tape, if you will, back to what you just said, because that was a tremendous offer that you just made to our listeners. So any listener who's listening to the sound of your voice can go to your institute for free. Normally, it's an $800 value. All they need to do is get themselves to Chicago. A lot of people are going to be traveling for the summer, you know, summer vacation and that kind of thing, wrapping it up before school starts. So how would they get a hold of you to book a time with you at the institute?
We'd love for them to do that. They can go to my website, which is easy. It's Judith Wright. That's Wright with a W, judithwright.com. And they can just, there's a thing that says about the training, and they click on that and say that we heard it, that they heard it with us today. And they can come to do that, or they can call us at 1-866-MOREU, M-O-R-E-Y-O-U, and that's toll free.
Very good. That's a great offer. We're talking to Dr. Judith Wright, everybody. She's the author of the book, The One Decision. Judith, I want to bring us back to the book, The One Decision. You alluded to this before talking about the Institute, the More Life Training. And really, the book, The One Decision, is an extension of that More Life Training. So tell us a little bit about your book, The One Decision.
The One Decision is this bigger, as we talk, commitment to a quality of life. Like Lance Armstrong, when he was stricken with cancer, didn't just focus on surviving. He decided to live strong. That's kind of a one decision that then permeates your life. And the aspect of it is kind of an existential choice. Am I going to step into becoming the person that I could become, or am I going to keep practicing and rehearsing and staying stuck in the ruts of who I've always been? And we do have that choice. And the One Decision helps us step into that us, that next most radiant self that we haven't yet even discovered. And it's because those one decisions are often things like about truth or integrity, or to live our life as an adventure, or to live from our heart with an open heart. Those kinds of, to live being present and conscious, which is what I've chosen to really orient my life towards. And those things really, when we do that, it really permeates all the aspects of our life and starts to define us. Otherwise, our days just feel like they're filled with our to-dos and that we're never done. They're full, but we don't feel fulfilled.
All right.
And
so
learning these skills helps.
So let's put some picks and shovels into the hands of our listeners so they can get to work on this. How do you discover what your one decision is going to be?
You know, what I suggest for people is to just do a test drive one decision. Just pick one of the ones that are pretty common ones that people come to. And there are in the book, The One Decision, and there's 30 days to your one decision, a little workbook in the back. And at our More Life Training, we'll help them do that as well. You pick one. It could be, okay, and a default one that's great is I live my life as an adventure. And then use that to guide you, even if it's just, okay, at the end of the day today, I'm going to take a different route home from work, or I'm going to order something different at the gourmet coffee shop. You know, it can be simple things. Or I'm going to take that risk and ask that person out I've been scared to, or send that resume that I've been a little afraid to. I'm going to take those kinds of risks. So just trying that on can actually help lead you, wow, that worked for me. What else is there? So any of the odd and wonderful thing is when you take any of these one decisions on, like for me, mine again was about presence and consciousness. But as I started to live that more fully, I realized, oh, I'm experiencing a lot of aspects of the one decision. I have more integrity. I feel like I've got more truth. My heart's more open. I'm more in touch with my emotions. My life is more adventurous because I'm not so stuck in my numbing routine. And by committing to any one of them works. And you experience aspects of many different one decisions by just committing to one. So I guess the point is, don't worry too much about making the right decision. Just try one on, and it'll lead you places.
We're talking to Dr. Judith Wright, everybody. And Judith, I'm going to put you on the spot, if I can, for just a minute. Your decision was to be consciously in the present, in the moment. And you said that there were plenty of benefits that resulted from that. Can you give us a story or two of some specific examples of benefits?
Oh, you know, it's really interesting when I look back, because I started to really use it. Like, for one, it's helped me maintain my weight. Now, that's an interesting thing. I had been fat, and I had finally lost weight, but I was totally obsessed with food, and it was just really a difficult battle for me. But once I really learned to what it was like to commit to be more conscious, it really helped me decide what to eat. For example, like, I knew I'd sit down for lunch at this restaurant, if I have that fried chicken and that gravy, I'm going to feel unconscious and sluggish. That's not in consonance with my one decision. And it helped me pick healthier things and not feel deprived, so that what's happened now, I don't have to diet anymore. I don't have to think about calories. I'm thin. I have a lot more energy. That was an unexpected benefit to making that one decision. And it's helped me in lots of things. It's helped me be not zoned out with my husband. You know, I'll watch myself like, ooh, I'm kind of checked out. No, I said I'd be present. Chances, and it might be that I was a little mad at him about something and I wasn't saying it. And then by saying it, I get more present and we're able to work things out, and I'm not slipping stuff under the rug anymore. those kinds of things that happen as you learn to live in constant with this one decision.
Ah, those are great examples, Judith. Thanks so much for that. Now I'm going to ask you, why did you write the book, The One Decision?
Well, you know, that's interesting. I wrote my first book on the soft addictions, and The One Decision is one of the things that helps people break through those seemingly harmless habits. And I realized that this one decision is probably the most important thing, and my publisher wanted me to write it as well. He was very struck by that concept of really committing to a fulfilling life, making kind of that life-altering commitment. And I was seeing the results and all the people that we were coaching and training at the Wright Leadership Institute, and I realized, wait, this is a big deal, and I have a responsibility to share what we've learned and to help other people to orient toward this. So it was really kind of, I just felt like, wait, I need to do this. It's worked for me. It's worked for all the people I'm training. I have a responsibility to help people to be able to, for all of us, to live more consciously and more fulfilled.
All right. Now, we understand why you wrote the book, so let me ask you the follow-on question, which is, what did you get out of writing the book?
You know, I got more clarity for myself. I was able to understand the importance of what it is that I was, what I was teaching. It helped me underline that. It helped me to really become, I did it, and my publisher wanted it very quickly, so I learned how to work and write in a much more focused and efficient way. That was a huge benefit. That was really good. And, you know, part of it was I've had this wonderful opportunity to meet so many people from writing it, whether it's people on book tour or talking with you today, or to really talk about people all over the country, literally even all over the world. I just got an email from someone in Australia this morning who said what a big difference it made for her. That really is what, you know, getting out of it is really being able to be touched by so many people and in talking about what really matters in life.
Got it. That's nice. We're talking to Dr. Judith Wright, everybody, author of the book, The One Decision. Judith, you and your husband, Dr. Bob, are the founders of the Wright Institute, Leadership Institute in Chicago. And a lot of the people listening to the sound of our voices work in small businesses. Many of them work as a husband and wife team. So my question to you is this. Tell us what it's like working with your spouse. What are some of the advantages? What are some of the pitfalls?
Oh, I am so thrilled to be working with my husband, but it wasn't always that way. We had kind of parallel businesses for a period of time, and my husband knew that we would actually be good partners, and we would leverage our strengths. He's strong where I'm not, and hopefully I'm strong where he's not. And so what we did is we really consciously kind of fought it out before we went into business together. What did we disagree with? What did we not understand about how the other one operated, or what their systems or what their goals were, or our personality types? We've consciously fought through all the possible things we could anticipate that would be problems before we went into business together, and I couldn't be happier. I can't imagine the depth of partnership it's brought me with him, the impact that we can have. I can do so much more because of my relationship with him that I could do on my own. I think it's leveraged us, and it's made it just, we've made us more efficient, and it's made us closer. It doesn't mean there's not tension, but we have a reason to work those out, and we do. Every fight we have, we resolve things and get closer.
That's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. But how long did you all plan to before you took the step to work together? How long was the planning process?
You know, it was about a year and a half, almost 2 years, so of really planning and sorting things through. And my husband was just great. He would say, look, he was going to criticize me about something he didn't like about how I did my business or how I went about things. But I'm saying this so that we can work together, because I value you so much. And remember, that's why I'm bringing this up. And that context helped me a lot. And I know many couples that work together have a lot of friction, and it can be really difficult. We work with a lot of entrepreneurs and small businesses and help them with this. But when you can work it, and when you really can use it, I think it just helps kind of multiply your intimacy and your bigger mission.
All right. Now, but Judith, the next follow-on question is, how do you separate home life from work life? Or do you?
You know, we really don't, and I don't see that as an issue for us. I mean, we have a lot of fun. We go on dates. We take bike rides together. We, you know, do all kinds, go to movies and have chats. It's not like we don't have a wonderful kind of harmonious life in those ways. But our conversations, we don't try to separate it, because our work is our passion. Our work is our mission. It's part of who we are. It's how we express ourselves in the world. So I actually look forward to being able to talk to him about work things. It doesn't feel like it gets in the way of our relationship. it adds to it. We also don't just talk about logistics. We talk about what we're afraid of, what we need help in working on, where we need each other's expertise or advice. And that kind of empowers one another and deepens their partnership too.
It sounds like a great working relationship. We're talking to Dr. Judith Wright, everybody, author of the book, The One Decision, Make the Single Choice That Will Lead to a Life of More. Judith, if people are listening to the sound of your voice, want to get your book, where can they find it, or what URL would you send them to?
Oh, great. The best way is probably just go to my website at www.judithwright.com. That's right with a W, judithwright.com. They can get the book there. They can find out how they can come to the More Life Training as our guest, complimentary, and there's a lot of other resources on the site as well.
Thanks, Judith. It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for being a guest on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. That brings us to the end of another show. Coming up next is Living Your Inspired Life with Susan Burrell. We'll talk to you on Monday.